You're tuned to WMIC 95.3 FM on a Tuesday, January 21st, 2025, a cold freezing Tuesday. It is Thumb Sports Line on 95.3 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. I am your minor co-host, Eddie Feary. The real host is Mike Gallagher of the Sand Lake County News.
The major co-host.
You are.
If you're the minor, I'm the major. Is that
yes,
how it goes?
Okay. That's how it works.
All right, cool.
I'm like the B team.
Okay.
You're the A team.
All right.
All right. We try to do this thing called a sports show, dealing with a Thumb area, winter sports. We particularly, you know, stick to the Sand Lake County, but we like to stretch it out. Make sure the Thumb Sports Writers Association are included also in their coverage area teams, which includes all the Big Thumb Conference and Blue Water Area Conference teams, which is a lot of teams,
right,
actually.
I mean, we got everybody all put together in this Big Thumb Conference now, so
yeah,
it's pretty easy to try and cover everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
It's going to be hard to cover anyway because the last
we won't be covering anybody tonight.
We've had some cancellations.
Yeah.
Already for tonight's game.
It's
cold
outside, Eddie. It's very cold.
I guess it's cold inside,
very
too.
Very cold.
A particular game that we were kind of looking forward to was the Kingston and Deckerville High School girls basketball game. We're going to watch that on our video screen here because it was going to start at 6 o'clock. As doing the show, we're going to watch it. Unfortunately, it's been postponed.
Yeah, and, you know, as we were talking about that matchup last week, I got more and more excited about it because I was at the Deckerville and Dryden girls game on Thursday night, and Deckerville looked awesome. And, I mean, you kind of were, you know, I was watching them. It's like, hey, you got to save some of this for Tuesday. You know, you got Kingston coming up because they were making everything.
Yeah.
They ended up with 60 points, just a great performance. So hopefully the reschedule doesn't kind of, you know, kill the momentum for Deckerville because they had two nice wins last week. But we'll figure out when that one gets rescheduled. And, of course, Kingston has won every single game since, you know, the last time we talked. So,
yeah.
I don't think anything is going to slow down their momentum.
Yeah,
so.
they're tearing it up. I mean,
they're pretty good, Eddie.
Getting these texts from Coach Jay Green.
Yep.
It's just astounding what they're scoring right now. And they got a player that's getting really close to a 1,000-point shooting as well. We'll talk about that.
Yep.
But, you know, it's cold freezing temperatures. We've already got school closings for Wednesday. Check our Sand Lake Broadcasting Facebook page. That is continuing to be gathered. We pretty much had every school in the Thumb area in our coverage area of the Big Thumb Conference and Blue Water Conference closed for today, Tuesday.
Right.
And more being closed on Wednesday already.
Right. And just because school is closed tomorrow, that doesn't necessarily mean games are canceled for tomorrow night. So
you'll
have to wait and see on that. We don't have any updates for games tomorrow just yet.
The policies are all different too. If the schools close in some schools, there's no evening activities. They just don't want to deal with it.
Right.
Others, they will have games regardless. So yeah. All right. You know, in this type of weather though, people want to play hockey. It's perfect conditions to keep the ice nice and cold and frozen. And we'll just start things right off right here with Thumb Area Hockey.
Okay.
Thumb Area Legion. They play, but man, they're on a very They're on a losing streak. They're six straight games they have
lost.
They
had a nice week last week, Eddie.
They
almost broke through.
Yeah.
Especially the Troy United game, you know, losing that one in overtime. That one's tough.
Yeah.
But that was a Troy United team. I don't remember what the final score was the first time they played, but I know it wasn't an overtime loss.
Yeah, it was 6-1 loss.
Yeah.
Back on January 4th. On Friday, this last week Friday, it was a 3-2 loss in overtime, however, for the Thumb Area Legion against Troy United. Tough loss there. I think we had a goal for the Thumb Area Legion scored by Peyton Bowerman.
Mm-hmm. He's been on a pretty good stretch.
Yeah, he's been on a tear. And Evan Samuelson also getting a goal. And that's all they could score. And it went in overtime, Troy United. You know, pretty much I got it pretty quick after that.
Who got the start in net for the Legion?
For
the Troy game.
For the Troy game as goalie?
The Saturday.
Let me see. So where would that be?
Should be down at the bottom there.
Very bottom? Let me see. On goal, I probably have to go back to the box score.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
So. Oh, okay. There we go. Evan, Ouellette.
Ouellette.
That's a very hockey name.
It's a very hockey name. Yeah. And
not bad. Played 52 minutes and 50 seconds.
And he made 50 saves, Eddie.
53 that, shots on goal.
That's a pretty impressive performance.
Wow.
I mean, you gotta hand it to him.
Thalmieri Legion just wasn't playing good defense, I guess.
Well, know? I mean,
he was.
Well, you know, you give up 6 goals to him the first time, and you know, making 50 saves—that's an impressive night. And that kid, yeah. I believe, is just a sophomore, a freshman, or a sophomore. You know, all three goalies are fairly young this year.
Yeah.
So that's a—I mean, kudos to Evan. I mean, that's a very nice performance.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's they'll be playing again, but at least they have some time to rest between this week. They'll play this Friday.
This Friday's the big one, right?
Another home game at 6:30 p.m. against Father Gabriel Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, they've had 1, 2, 3 straight home games, another home game this Friday night, 6:30 p.m. at the Colleen J. Howe Arena at the Sand Lake County 4-H Fairgrounds in Sandusky. So check that out.
We say this every time, but if you have the opportunity, go and check them out. I mean, it's a lot of fun. They're a pretty good hockey team. And, you know, again, we've said this before, but it's just really cool because it's players from all different schools around the thumb. So it's a pretty cool experience going up there and watching them.
So they'll have this game Friday, and then a week later, another game on the final day of the month of January. But that next week, they'll have 2 games Friday and Saturday. Friday game will be on the road at Tawas. So they got to go all the way up to Tawas, then come back. That game will be an 8:30 p.m. start, so it'll be a little late start, at least because of the travel, you know.
Tawas, that's a rivalry game for the Legion.
It is. So, yep. Okay.
Yep.
And then they come home the next day for a Saturday mid-afternoon game against Gladwin on Saturday, February 1st.
Okay.
So
we know Gladwin's pretty good, so.
Yeah. Yeah. In the standings, too, right now, Thalmieri Legion, with that loss, they're sitting at 10 points still. 17 games played. There are 5-12 overall, and I guess in overtime. I don't know if they go by overtimes like they do in the NHL. But they're in third place. They're above FNV. That involves some thumb area schools in that one.
A couple of Reese kids on FNV, yep.
And Tawas is at the bottom right now with 17 games played. They're 2-15. So Gladwin right up top, 16 games played, 13-3 overall. Tri Valley's 11-6, and Thalmieri Legion right there at 5-12. There's some games that Thalmieri Legion is in sometimes, but then sometimes it blows up on them. Mm-hmm. So hard to make up. By the way, this coming Sunday, very something cool for Thalmieri Legion Hockey. They're presenting their second supportive Open Skate Sunday. It's a free event for families of children with special needs, and they want to share their love of the ice with kids and families of Sand Lake County. And the event is for kids with physical and or mental disability. The environment will be sensory-friendly, accommodating, and supportive, plus free hot chocolate and cookies. That's happening this Sunday, January 26, 10 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. So support them out there. I mean, I think it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, very cool.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how they're doing that.
Awesome.
All right, so that's Thalmieri Legion Hockey. Again, they're playing this Friday. Support them. And hopefully they can end that 6-game losing streak, man.
Yeah, yeah, so. It's tough when you get on a streak like that. But, you know, you can tell that they're still playing hard. And, you know, all it's going to take is one win and just to get things back on track a little bit.
And Father,
they'll be all right.
Yeah, Father Gabriel Richard is 5 wins and 10 losses. So.
Okay, okay, so a little bit down this year.
Yeah.
Does it have their conference? If you click on Gabriel Richard,
okay.
I want to see what conference they play in.
Does it show it?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. I guess it would be the West. Metro League standings.
Metro League standings. So they play some pretty talented teams.
Yeah.
Detroit Divine Child, Wyandotte, Roosevelt. Roosevelt, Ann Arbor Pioneer, Woodhaven.
That's a lot of talent.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. All right.
Should be a fun challenge for the Legion.
All right. All right, so that's Thalmieri Legion updates, and we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some other sports before we dive into high school basketball, our bread and butter of Thumb Sports Line. We'll be right back here on WMIC.
We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri County Equipment has the 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $15.99. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb.
And welcome back to WMIC 95.3 FM or streaming online at CNIBroadcasting.com. It is Thumb Sports Line. Okay, some other sports notes that Mike Gallagher of the San Luis County News covers vastly. Support your local papers. Support all your Thumb Sports Writers Association papers, by the way. The edition comes out tomorrow, Wednesday, as well as the Tuscola County Advertiser. We got the Huron County View out there. We've got also the Huron Daily Tribune. Shout out to Minden City Herald, does some coverage as well. Am I missing anybody? Locally, right immediately. That's what we got here. Tri-City Times, I think. Pierre County Press. Anything that we can grab out there. So those are our friends and outside of the TSA.
Yeah.
All right. But he does a lot of work here. Mike Gallagher. Wrestling. Any wrestling talk out there other than Monday Night Raw that I watched? That's the entertainment version. This is the real stuff.
I gave
stuff.
Up on it already. This is the real I gave stuff. It a chance.
Oh, you didn't see Penta?
No, you know? I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay. But this is the real deal here on the mats.
Yeah, yeah. So it was another good weekend for Croslex Wrestling. They won the St. Clair tournament. They went 5-0 on the day. They're 27-8 overall on the season now. So another great season for Croslex Wrestling. This was after Friday night. They split their BWAC matches. They beat Almont, and then they had a close loss to Richmond. The BWAC, obviously, a really tough conference for wrestling. So pretty good Saturday for Croslex. Braylon Davis, he went 5-0 on the day. Grayson Seuss and Antonio Gonzalez were all undefeated on the afternoon. They beat Utica Eisenhower, St. Clair Shores Lakeview, North Branch, St. Clair, and Millington. So some pretty tough competition there. In the BWAC, it looks like Algonac is probably going to come away with the conference title.
Really?
They're undefeated currently and just have one match left. Croslex kind of middle of the pack of the BWAC, and then Yale right up there at the top with Algonac as well. So
has Algonac been in this position, or is this kind of like
they've been pretty good? Yeah,
they have been.
Yeah, I don't know if they won the BWAC title last year.
Yeah.
You know, for the longest time, it was just Richmond and everybody else.
Richmond's A and B team.
right. But Algonac's been pretty good. And then the Big Thumb Conference, Memphis is getting pretty close to locking up the conference title there. They're undefeated. Millington has one loss. And then I think... I don't have the standings right in front of me. I've been keeping up on the wrestling standings this year, Eddie, but I don't have them right in front of me. But Brown City, Marlette, and Sandusky, they're all kind of middle of the pack in the Big Thumb Conference as well. Last week, Marlette picked up two wins, one against Sandusky and one against Ubley. So pretty good conference showing last week for Marlette. Brown City had to wrestle Cass City and Caro, so those were two losses, and then Sandusky suffered two losses to K-Pac and Marlette. Good week for Marlette, tough week for Brown City and Sandusky. Marlette and Brown City were both at the Mayville tournament on Saturday. That was a team tournament. They were able to get a lot of wrestling in, but at the team tournaments, it's a little bit harder to win if you don't have a full, team. So Brown City was 3-0, but they lost to Oxford and Memphis. Those are both great wrestling programs. Same thing for Marlette. They lost to Oxford and Memphis, and then Brown City beat Marlette to take third place. Aiden Pasco was undefeated on the day. He was 5-0. Turlo Bennett, Wesley Chapin were both undefeated for Marlette. They both continue to wrestle extremely well. All three of those guys were at the state finals last year. All three of them are going to be down there again this year. Jace Halbert had a good day for Brown City. I believe he had one loss. And then Cale Beamer, Carson Burgess, and Max Tromley were all 3-2. On the day for Brown City. So Sandusky, I believe, was at a tournament this weekend at Saginaw MLS. I couldn't find results for that. I don't know if that was actually... It was on the schedule. I couldn't find any results for it on the track wrestling website. So don't know if Sandusky participated in that or not. But for Sandusky last week in the Big Thumb Conference duel, that was hosted by Sandusky, and Ryan McKenney had a nice night. He picked up two wins. He's a really impressive wrestler. And, Sandusky, a pretty young team, but you can see they're coming along. They have a few new wrestlers to the team, it looks like. A couple of kids that weren't even on the team at the beginning of the season. So Mike Stoliker doing a good job there, building the program up. And it's pretty nice to see wrestling is pretty healthy in Sanilac County right now, as opposed to where it's been. We're seeing larger teams. I mean, Croslex has always been, a great program. Marlette, Brown City, Sandusky have all been great programs, but with participation down, that makes things tough. But there's a lot of, top tier wrestlers for each of these four teams. But then there's a lot of other great wrestlers on the team as well that, a couple of things go their way. They start performing, at their best at the end of the season, and we could have a pretty good group of wrestlers going down to the state finals this year.
Yeah, having those early matches or even doing those tournaments on Saturdays really helps down the road. You start to learn your moves, maybe your opponent's tendencies if you have a rematch against them again.
Well, and the Saturday tournaments are big because you see a lot of different wrestlers from around the state. You look at like a Turlo Bennett at Marlette, where... And this is no disrespect to anybody around here, but he doesn't really see much competition around here because he's so good. Well, you go to the Wayne Brady Invitational at Bad Axe, and he faces a kid from Manchester who is ranked number one in the state in his weight class. Now, unfortunately, that was his first loss of the season. But you're going to get better from that.
Yeah, and I think he wanted that match.
Absolutely, yeah. And, it was a close match. I mean, so, but But yeah, I'm excited to see, because I think you could probably name about 5 to 7 wrestlers right now where it's like, yeah, they're definitely going to be going to Ford Field. But then there's another 5 to 7 where it's like, you know, if things fall the right way, you know, we could have, we could see a pretty large group, you know, competing together at the state finals this year. So,
girls, what's the participation like around here? I know elsewhere around the state, it is growing, and they have their own individual districts now, too.
Right.
That's coming up here in a couple of weeks, I think.
Right.
Two or three weeks.
It's, I feel like it's been a little bit better in past years.
Yeah.
Currently, I think Marlette has one girl wrestler. She's a senior. She's been with the program for, I believe, 4 years now. Brooke Reber, and then Sandusky has a girl wrestler, but she's been injured for a majority of the season. And then I don't think Brown City or Croslex has won this year. They have had some in the past. Brown City, you know, had Whitley Blake there, Jim Blake's daughter. You know, she was extremely talented. And then you think of, like, Logan Ryan at Sandusky. She was extremely talented. Yeah. So we've had some great female wrestlers in Sanilac County. We don't have a ton of them participating this year. So,
okay, that's some wrestling talk. And we're already going to be taking our break here and get ready for the 6 o'clock hour news. We'll get into basketball as well when we come back here on WMIC 95.3 FM. Any 100-win wrestlers coming up possibly this week or not?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
It's getting close.
Possibly.
We've had a couple already, right?
We've had a few already. Yeah. I think more than, you know, usual.
Yeah.
But off the top of my head, I can't think that. Okay. Can't think of anybody, no.
Okay. Mike Gallagher on wrestling, and we also had hockey talk earlier. Next hour, we'll talk about high school basketball. What's been going on? We saw some pretty good games. That's a good game. A couple good games that you were at, too.
Yeah.
So you're pretty excited about talk about that.
If the weather holds off tomorrow night, Brown City, Marlette, and Sandusky will all be hosting Big Thumb Conference matches.
Yeah.
Sandusky will be wrestling Ubley, and then Brown City and Marlette will be hosting three other teams. So if you want to get out and watch some wrestling, there's your opportunity.
All right, we'll be right back here on WMIC 95.3 FM. It is Thumb Sports Line back in the 6 o'clock hour.
You know, trust, integrity, and personal service still matter to a lot of people. Those values are alive and well with Bill Angerbrandt of Croswell Farm Bureau Insurance. Bill offers appointments that fit your schedule and service that's convenient for you. At Croswell Farm Bureau Insurance, you'll get face-to-face personal service. Trust Bill for all your insurance needs. Stop in at 50 North Howard in Croswell or call 810-679-9801. After all, you only need one good insurance professional in your life. See Bill Angerbrandt in Croswell today.
Here are 5 good reasons for high school multi-sport participation. Fewer overuse injuries. Less opportunity for emotional burnout. Exposure to different kids and coaches. Exposure to different roles. And learning to compete better. Being a multi-sport participant can help a kid become a more well-rounded person. Multi-sport participation is cross-training for life. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back to WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at stanlakebroadcasting.com. It is Thumb Sports Line on a Tuesday, a cold frozen Tuesday, so cold and frozen that froze out some games tonight. And I'm so cold right now that I was shivering still from this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing not only a hoodie, but I'm wearing another jacket hoodie over the hoodie, along with my t-shirt underneath, as you can see. Mm-hmm. I am very silly right now. So,
yeah, and we're inside, so I don't know what. It's not like it's freezing cold in the studio here. Yeah. It's pretty nice in here.
It's not bad, I haven't really walked outside.
But you're still cold from this morning,
I was shivering, and I don't like, I usually don't do that. I'm usually a hot, always on fire type of guy, like hot. Yeah. Anyways, it is cold out there. So, and there are many schools. Check our Stanlake Broadcasting Facebook page for those school closings. Sometimes we'll post it and put audio on, but it eats up about 15 minutes of time of all the school closings. Mm-hmm. And by this day and age in technology, all the schools, which I've scolded before, should have their social media set up. We put them all in one last day.
So. And I'm pretty sure most schools have like the text alerts and stuff too.
Yeah, I get those still.
This is my my boomer take. You know, the best thing when you were growing up was waking up in the morning and waiting to see, you turn the news on, waiting for your school to come across about them. Yeah. I mean, obviously now with technology, it makes way more sense to just text everybody, but
I do it for old-fashioned sakes.
Yeah.
Because there's some older people out there that, don't have the old smartphones, social media.
Right.
All right.
And they go they go to school, so they need to know if school's closed or not.
Well, I think they're still schooled just remotely now these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So what do you want to start off? Girls, boys?
Let's start off the Jackson Kohler Appreciation Hour.
Okay.
No.
They were talking about Yale schools.
Yeah, I think we should probably start there just because that was a game that we both covered.
Yeah. So we're starting off with the Blue Water Area Conference, boys basketball. Our game of the week for boys basketball was on a Thursday night at Croswell-Lexington. Highly anticipated game. Despite that Croswell-Lexington record, they're right there in games a lot of the times.
And they came into the game with an 8-3 record.
Yeah,
I mean, they've beaten some good teams. And you look at their losses, a loss to Harbor Beach, a loss to St. Clair, and a loss to Imlay City. Those aren't bad losses by any means.
Yeah.
Yale, that was a team that we had not seen yet, though.
Yeah.
So it was it's tough because it was hard to watch them do that to Croslex.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because we were hoping Croslex would come away with a win. But it was really exciting watching that Yale team. That is an impressive basketball team.
All right. So the Yale Bulldogs defeated the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers 63-47 in boys basketball on Thursday night last week. And fun game to do with Jeremy Burgess. They moved to 12-1 overall and 6-0 in conference play. And Imlay City has one loss. They're in second place. Two-way tie with Armada and Croswell-Lexington. Croswell-Lexington's league losses are to Imlay City and also to Yale now. So,
and Imlay City's conference loss is to Yale.
Right.
So Yale's beaten everybody else that's right behind them. They have Armada tonight?
Well, no, they beat...
Or is that canceled?
They have Almont. That has been postponed.
They have Almont.
That has been postponed.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was...
No, Croslex has Almont tonight.
Croslex and Almont was canceled. Okay. Now, Yale.
Yale has Armada.
They do have Armada.
And Armada's been playing everybody tough as well.
Yeah.
Now,
according to their schedule, they say the games are going on as scheduled.
Okay.
So
it's not a team you can look past. But at this point, Yale has beaten Imlay City. They have beaten Croslex. So you have to feel that they're not in the driver's seat yet, but they are, going forward. They're the top dog.
The top dog. In the Yale Bulldogs and Croswell game, I'll tell you, Jackson
the
Kohler.
The suspense is killing me.
Jackson
Who
Kohler.
Who was the big dog, Eddie?
Jackson Kohler. Really good game. This kid played the whole game, all but 32 seconds.
Right.
When he came out, when the game was in hand, and he played the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was subbed in and out. So... I'm looking at the point totals. It was Did you have him or did it?
He had 37 points, Eddie. And he was 13 of 15 from the free throw line. I believe he had 4 3-pointers. But the biggest thing, the first quarter, he had 17 points. And that kind of made a statement, you know, setting the tone right off the bat. He had 17 of their first 23 points. And on the points that he didn't score, it seemed like he had the assist. He finished the game with 37 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds. You have to give a lot of credit to Kroslex because I'm not sure what the halftime score was exactly, but they were down by quite a bit.
Yeah.
But they start the third quarter, and they got it within 4 points. Was it 3, 4 points? I mean, they got
within
it.
Three.
They got it. They were right back in it.
Yeah.
You know, and it looked like, okay, you know, Kroslex, they're not going to go away. They're not going to just, they're not just going to lay down. So you have to give a lot of credit to Kroslex for coming out in the second half and, you know, playing Kroslex basketball. But yeah, I mean, Yale was impressive. I apologize because I don't have a Yale roster, but their big man,
Ryan Fisher,
he was pretty impressive as well. He caused a lot of problems.
He did. He was he did all the dirty work right there.
Yes, he did.
Obviously, rebounding wise, he had 8 points in the game too, and he had some key points when they were within three. He made some late shots.
Yeah, he was pretty impressive. But Jackson Kohler, you know, the ball handling, the, you know, getting to the basket. But those were kind of things that we saw from him in the past already. You know, we knew that he was a good passer. We knew that he was a good ball handler. We knew that he was good at getting getting to the basket and making free throws. But he was lights out from beyond the arc too, Eddie. I mean, he was making shots from everywhere. So it was really impressive to watch him play. And he's still got another year, right?
I mean, yeah, he's a junior.
Only a junior.
Jackson Kohler's a junior, yeah.
Yeah.
For Yale, yeah.
Yeah. And so I was in Brown City Friday night, the next night, and I happened to have a conversation with an old basketball coach from Brown City who had also had the opportunity to watch Jackson Kohler, and he said that, you know, he's a better shooter than Garnett ever was. So I think that's a big kudos there. And it was pretty cool watching Garnett coach. That's always fun.
Yeah.
As I've said on the show before, he was my basketball coach back in the day.
Wow.
Before he left Peck to go to Yale the first time. He was my teacher. He was a football coach. So, it, you know, it was cool to see Yale, you know, have success to beat Kroslex. It was tough to see Kroslex lose like that, but there was a lot of encouraging things to see from the Pioneers, especially that third quarter run. But I think, you know, this year it's Yale's year.
So Yale is to have Armada tonight, and then they'll have Richmond. It's always not an easy team to play.
No.
And those are home games for Yale also. Tonight.
Richmond playing better as of late,
it
seems like. They picked up a nice win against Kingston last night.
Despite the record, 5-8.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
They're still searching for that first BWAC win, though, right? They're winless in the BWAC.
Yeah, they are 0-6 in conference play. 5-8 overall. Last place right now. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, Richmond, Armada, North Branch, you know, those are teams you can't look past in the BWAC.
And for Croswell, they were supposed to have Elmont tonight, but that game has been postponed. They'll be against North Branch, and that's at Kroslex. North Branch is not an easy team.
No, no.
And then they'll have Emily City next week in league play for Croswell Lexington. Croswell Lexington 4-2, 8-4 overall, while North Branch is 3-3, 8-4 overall for boys basketball. Some of the games have been pretty tough out there. They just lost to Armada. Tough loss, close loss, 49-51 last week. They're supposed to have Emily City tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that one got canceled, yeah.
You think so? Yeah. Because, again, I don't know what the policies are at some of these schools.
Yeah.
And then they'll have, like I said earlier, at Croswell. Next week they'll be at Yale. So, you know, North Branch, before the loss to Armada last week, they had 4 straight wins over Mayville, Richmond, Elmont, and Bay City Western. So they're a decent team.
Mm-hmm.
They're still a decent team.
And they played Kroslex tough the first time.
Yeah.
Granted, that one was in North Branch, but I think that one came down to just a few points.
Yeah, 40-47, the final score.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a 3-possession game there. Also, Elmont, 2-4, 4-7. They were supposed to play tonight against Croslex, but that was canceled, postponed. They will be playing at Armada on the 24th, which is Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
Friday night. That's their schedule.
Okay.
I've already talked about Richmond, who they're playing this week. They are against Algonac, if that game's played tonight. I haven't checked yet.
I have a feeling both of those teams want to get that one in, because I think they're both winless in the BWAC, right?
Yeah. And then, of course, earlier, as he said, that they're at Yale in action. So that's what we have right now.
So there's the BWAC. I think we could still say...
I think
Croslex is still in the race.
Yeah.
Emily City's still in the race. Armada just on the outside.
They're right there, 4-2.
Right.
I mean, they're 8-2 overall.
Right. So it's still not over.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have the Yale and Emily City rematch. But I mean, you got to give credit to Yale so far. They've passed all the tests, including last week. That was a big game. It's always a big game going into Croslex and winning. Eddie, that crowd was fantastic.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was packed house. I mean, it's always special getting to go to a Croslex home game. It's tough for teams to go in there to get a win. So
and then, by the way, they did beat Emily City earlier, like you said, January 7th for Yale, 46-33, which is why they had that one game lead in the Blue Water Area Conference. So, yeah. All right, that's the Blue Water Area Conference and some pretty decent games coming up this week. That is critical in the BWAC standings. We'll see how that turns out when we talk about it next week. All right, we'll be right back here on WMIC 95.3 FM. It's Thumb Sports Line.
Shoot on in to Croslex Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Feel free to throw your clothes into one of our high-efficiency washers or super hot dryers, like our 60-pound washer, which takes 28 quarters, but washes 6 loads in a short period of time. You'll feel like you made a slam dunk when you turn your laundry day into laundry hour. Good luck, area teams, from Eric, Bonnie, and the crew at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, located by the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 5.
Denny King, the King of Cars, here with more Motors in Carroll. If you're looking to get a no-nonsense deal on a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, or Jeep, you need to come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and more motor sales in Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Here at More Motors of Carroll, we give fair trade-in value and transparent pricing.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Whether you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, I'm proud to offer the best deal possible for every customer who comes through our doors. No games, no gimmicks, just the facts and the real deal here at More Motor Sales in Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Don't waste your time showing up to other dealers who offer unrealistic deals and false promises. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motor Sales of Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars. I earned my title by taking care of every one of my customers here at More Motors and for the last 30 years. So come see me, Denny King, and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
It's a new year and time for a new resolution. How about stronger connections? Start 2025 right with AVS Broadband, the Thumb's trusted internet provider. With AVS Broadband, you get greater capability for streaming, gaming, and everything you do online, more flexibility with plans designed for every lifestyle, and the added convenience of local friendly customer support that's always there when you need us. And now we're making it even easier to get connected. Sign up for any wireless internet plan by March 31st, 2025, and get free installation. That's right, free installation to kick off your year of seamless streaming and browsing. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932. Don't wait. Start off 2025 with stronger connections from AVS Broadband. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2025.
Welcome back to Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. We talked about the Blue Water Area Conference and boys basketball, and we're going to do something a little bit different. Now we're going to bounce over to girls basketball in the Blue Water Area Conference as well. And that was another really good game that we got to see. In fact, it was the Yale Bulldog girls at the Croslex Pioneer girls, and it's rare I mean, to have both these teams, especially with Yale playing so well lately in the last couple of years, where Yale's doing that well and Croslex is doing that well, and, you know, have a really competitive game with really meaningful in the records. So Yale came in undefeated in conference play. Their lone loss was to Oxford, which seems like a little bit of an odd loss because I looked at Oxford losing yesterday, I think, to a team I know Yale could have beaten. So,
okay.
Yeah. But anyways, that game on Friday night, the Yale Bulldog girls got the big win over Croswell, Lexington Pioneers. In fact, Yale was leading substantially in that game, but Croswell able to come back and chip away. They got within 2 or 3 points, but then Yale pulled away. And, you know, you have your Jackson Kohler and boys. Well, Yale's got a star player also, Sadie Dykstra. I think she's still a junior.
Okay.
And she pretty much did the same thing. I mean, she shot a lot of points, a lot of free throws, and she only had one or two misses on free throw shooting as well, and that's what enabled Yale to pull away later in the game. So
I'm interested to hear your take on this game because obviously you did the game. Was it just you or was Jeremy there as well?
It was just me.
It was just you, okay.
Yeah.
So I was over in Brown City that night for the boys' game. But I saw it was a 30-20 halftime lead for Yale.
Yeah.
And, you know, what was kind of the difference in the second half there? Because, I mean, we kind of saw the same thing with the boys' game the night before where it was a big halftime deficit, and then Croslex comes out in the second half and battles its way back into the game.
Mackenzie Dennison was the difference.
Okay, that's the answer I was expecting. Yeah,
she took over.
Okay,
especially in the second half.
Okay,
I mean, she started driving the basket. She is outsized, right? But she was shooting over some of these players. They didn't care about the height. She was driving to the basket, and when they put her on the free throw line, there was at one point where she made 2, 4, 6, maybe 8, 9 straight points. And got Croswell Lexington right back into it. I mean, really close, within 4, within 3 or 2 points at one point. But then late in the game, she made a couple misses. Yale started knocking down their shots and free throws because then by then, both teams are in the free throw bonus because it goes by quarters.
Right,
now.
Right.
And that was the key. Sadie Dykstra, when she went to the line, she started making her free throws. Some other players stepped up also. There was a player, her last name Fowler. She made a key shot to pull away when I think Croswell Lexington got within 2 or 3 points, and she made a key 2-point shot. I thought they were going to kill time, but she got open, made the 2-point shot because they don't usually want to just kill time, force Croswell to foul you. But she, you know, I think Sadie wants to do what Jackson Kohler wants to do. He wants to get out and dish the ball off with the assist. That was a key. But she's a great player. But Mackenzie Dennison, man, she's right up there, too. I mean, she's just the amount of free throws she made in the second half. She had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free throws. She missed 3, though, that were key. She made 6 free throws and shot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 points in the second half. And that's after only scoring.
She had 12 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And then she blew up in the second half. Yeah. There,
So Mackenzie Dennison finishes the night with 27 points.
Yep.
In the first half, she had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then in the second half, you know, she had 12 in the fourth quarter. I think she's a player that we know she's very good at getting to the basket.
Yeah.
And she's very talented at scoring around the basket. And a lot of it depends on if she's going to get the foul calls or not. Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. But, I mean, that's the risk you take when, you know, you go to the basket like that. You look at Sadie Dykstra. She missed 1 free throw on the night. She had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. She was 11 to 12 from the free throw line.
She misses then, right?
Just one miss.
Okay.
Yep. In the fourth quarter, she was 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Finished with 8 points in the fourth quarter. She had 2, 4, 6 in the third quarter. So really, I mean, it sounds like it was Mackenzie Dennison versus Sadie Dykstra. And, you know, that's a fun matchup.
Yeah. They went from zone to, you know, woman-to-woman defense a few times, but they would switch off also in the paint. And, you know, hats off to Sadie Dykstra for attacking the glass. There was something that was really cruel. Croswell, Lexington, Pioneers.
Cruel or cruel?
Cruel, because Savannah Crampus, she tried to play in the game.
Okay.
She has this brace on, and she came out early because of the injury. And
okay.
Didn't look good, so.
Okay. That's tough.
And losing her is a key, I think.
Well, we saw.
Because she's your 1-2 punch.
When she initially suffered that injury last season, that was the season, it completely turned for the Pioneers. Hopefully that's not the case this year, because, you know, obviously she's a great player, but she's a great leader for that team as well. So even if she's not going to be on the court, we know that she's still going to be a great leader. Hopefully she's able to get back in the lineup.
The McMillan girl had a pretty decent game, too.
Yep, nine points for her, points for Emma Knoll. I felt like Croslex matched up with Yale pretty well, because we saw Yale, they handled Imlay City pretty easily earlier in the week, and you start thinking, Yale might run past Croswell as two, but I really think that Croslex matched up better with Yale than Imlay City did, and I think Mackenzie Dennison and Emma Knoll, they went out and proved that. But again, you look at the boys' standings and you look at the girls' standings, Yale has taken care of Croslex now. They've beaten Imlay City. Now Armada's still undefeated as well, right? They have not played Yale.
They should be still undefeated, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's still one more big one for Yale.
Yeah.
But again, you look at the standings. I think Croslex is still in this race.
Yeah. 3-2 though.
But 3-2.
They're going to need some help, but they can get back in it because they still got to play both of these teams again.
They're going to need some help, and they still technically can kind of control their own destiny. They have to go to Yale. They have to go to Armada for the second time around. They still have to play Imlay City twice. So there's still a lot ahead for Croslex. So I think they're still in the race. Obviously, Yale, Armada, Imlay City, maybe North Branch. I don't know that they're necessarily quite in the conversation. Yeah. But, but again, credit to Yale. They passed two big tests last week.
I want to give a shout out to Emma Knoll. You mentioned her. She had 6, 7, 8, 9 points. Ella McMillan, you mentioned earlier, too. That's her first name, by the way.
Yep.
The Yale girls at Linden game has been canceled.
Okay.
They'll have Richmond later this week on the 24th. The big matchup for Yale is next week on the 28th. That is a Tuesday, and that's going to be a home game for Yale up against Armada.
Okay.
That's so there's a chance right now that Yale could go undefeated when they play Richmond this week. You can never say no. That one. And then that same week, they'll have North Branch in league games. For Yale, they'll have Lapeer in a couple weeks in February as well. Armada, their schedule for this week, they have Troy Athens. I don't know if that game's going to be played or not. They're going to play on the 23rd also against Almont. And then they'll have Yale, like I said, on the 28th. They'll have Algonac on the 30th. So, the big game is Yale Armada.
Mm-hmm.
Not this week, but next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna keep the eye on that. I'm gonna be watching that online.
And
now for Croswell Lexington.
I was gonna say, if you're Croslex, you still have to feel pretty good about where you're at, because you played Armada tough and you played Yale tough.
Yeah.
Those are both games that
you came back in the game.
You could have won both of those games.
Yeah. At least you were within reach at one point before Yale pulled away.
And the Armada game, I feel like that's a game that they think they should have won.
And by the way, the final score is 51-57 against Yale.
Right.
So it's pretty. That's two possession lead right there.
Right.
2 3-pointers. You're back in that game.
Right.
So
now if you're Croslex, just go back and get to work. I think, who do they have coming up?
They have North Branch on the 23rd. That would be on Thursday. And that's their only game of the week. So they got time to work on their game.
Yep.
On the 28th, they'll have Almont. And then on the 31st, next week, on Friday, they'll be at Imlay City. That's still a scary game.
Yeah, that's one. Because we just don't know. That's the one. I don't know if that's the rescheduled one or if that's the regularly scheduled one. But that one's kind of the question mark still, because you look at Imlay City, and they beat Kingston earlier in the season. They struggled with Yale last week. But, that's why we don't know. We don't really know what to expect from Imlay City.
So, and then their rematch against Armada – the first time that Kroslex lost Armada. They're within that game, too, only 4 points. Mm-hmm. It's a four-point loss, 49-53 on January 9th. They'll have another crack at Armada, and this is where they have to win that game. Mm-hmm. Pretty much other BWAC games. They'll be at Armada on February 6th. The rematch against Seattle will be on the 14th of February.
Okay.
So, Emily City right there, 3-2 also. Overall record is currently they are 5-5. They're the team that beat Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost to Yale on the 14th last week, and they won over Richmond. They'll have Warren Regina. I don't know if that game's going to be played or not. From what I understood, I'll have to look at the schedule for Emily City tonight.
That was for tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that one got canceled as well.
They'll have Algonac this week on the 23rd. Next week, they'll have North Branch. And on the 31st, Croswell, Lexington. So, you know, very important game for Emily City and Croswell, Lexington. I think that's a really big one on the list for those teams. And from there, North Branch is 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 4-7. They did lose last night to Oxford 29-22, which is that's the game I found odd because that's the team that
Yale
lost to.
North Branch lost to Oxford or they beat Oxford?
Okay. Lost to Oxford 29-22.
Okay. Well,
I mean, and Oxford beat Yale 44, right. Like the 42 or something like that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's a curious, for Oxford. So North Branch has Croswell Lexington on the 23rd as well, and next week they have Emily City and Yale. So, I mean, it's all right there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It squeezes in, where every week now matters for certain games here, for teams to try to get back in it. But right now, undefeated Armada and Yale in conference play. 10-1 overall is Yale. 9-0 overall is Armada.
All right.
So that's the Blue Water Area Conference. Should be a fun finish for not only, I would say, in boys and girls for the BWAC this season. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back here. We'll get into the Greater Thumb Conference.
Let's do our polls.
Oh, okay. We'll do that.
We'll kind of just branch off from there.
Okay, we'll be right back. Our basketball polls. Schmoes.
Full schmoes, yeah.
On the way here on WMIC. It is Sportsline at 95.3 FM.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month. Or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Welcome back to WMIC 95.3 FM. It is Thumb Sportsline. Going back to that Croswell-Lexington and Yale girls game, looking at my notes here, Mike, Croswell-Lexington did tie 1-2-3 different times. They got within one after the end of the first quarter, 10-9. And they held the lead briefly. I remember telling you. I think remember in the message boards that we were out on, 46-45 at the 3:25 mark.
So Croslex did take the lead at one
They did
point.
Take the lead by two, with the free throws by Dennison in that game. So, and then another tie, 47-47 at 2:59 to go. But Yale took back the lead with the free throws, and they held the lead all the way through at that point.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, four or five different ties there. And Croslex had that brief lead, 47-45. So they do have the game, you know, to play to that potential.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, that was that girls' game,
okay.
Looking back at. So, yeah, I mean, it was still a great game. And, you know, we talked about Mackenzie Dennison's, how many points she shot. I mean, it's just both your star players showed up in that game.
Yeah, so, that's what you like to see. That's fun.
All right, so we're going back into boys basketball. I just want to make the notes because I didn't have them in front of me beforehand. So that was a just great, fantastic. It was a fun game to, you know, call and cover.
Right, right.
Yeah, all by myself, too.
Yeah.
But it was great. All right. By the way, that's Coach Leonard's second season, but he's been with the program for about 21 years, he says.
Okay.
Or teaching at Yale schools. So
he's also a Peck guy, Jason Leonard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yep.
All the, I mean, they're coming from Brown City?
He was actually a graduate of Peck.
Okay.
Garnet Kohler coached at Peck, taught at Peck for a few years.
Yeah.
Jason Leonard is a Peck grad, so.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Yeah, so that's, I guess that's how he knows of me.
Right.
Like, oh, I know who you are. It's like, yeah. Right. You're Garnet's cousin, aren't you? Well,
yeah.
In-law.
Yeah.
Still cousins, like I know.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so let's get into the Greater Thumb Conference. We'll go into boys basketball. Wait, no, the Big Thumb Conference.
There you go.
I know. We keep calling that.
You know,
so hard.
I wasn't going to correct you because I think when people hear that, I think it just makes more sense anyway. So.
Big Thumb Conference, formerly known as a Greater Thumb Conference.
Because if you said, "Oh, we're going to get into the Big Thumb Conference White Division," people are going to be like, "Oh, what are they going to be talking about?" If you say, "Oh, we're going to talk about the Greater Thumb West," oh wait, I meant the Big Thumb White Black Division. Then that makes a little more sense.
We're getting into the Big Thumb Conference Black Division.
Okay.
And in first place, it's Harbor Beach, 11-1 overall. Their lone loss was to the Yale Bulldogs.
Yeah.
There's a transition right there in boys basketball. They're 5-0 though in conference play. Ubley is 3-1, Brown City 2-2, Sandusky 2-2, 2-3 is Marlette, Memphis 1-3, and 1-4 in conference play of the Black Division of the Big Thumb Conference. KPEC at 1-4. Overall, right now, I think Harbor Beach is probably, along with Millington, and hey, let's throw in Bad Axe, all the best.
I think you have to, yeah.
Yeah, the best teams right there. So before we get into that, that's kind of leading us into the polls. Let's go into the polls.
Okay, so we had some shakeup this week. We'll start with the boys poll, where last week Millington was our unanimous number one team.
Yeah.
You know, for they were undefeated at that point in the season. Last week, however, they suffered a loss to Bad Axe. So a little bit of a shakeup at the top. Harbor Beach is your number one team this week. They had 7 first place votes. Millington still received 2 first place votes. They're in second place. And Bad Axe received a first place vote. They are in third place. I personally voted for Harbor Beach just because, you know, obviously they're very good.
Yeah.
But I also had the opportunity to watch Yale last week. And the fact that Harbor Beach played Yale as close as they did, I don't think that's necessarily a bad loss. I don't think Millington's loss to Bad Axe is a bad loss either, necessarily.
That's a great win for Bad Axe.
That's a great win for Bad Axe, yes. But, you know, you look at Harbor Beach, they have some nice wins on their schedule as well. Of course, beating Croslex in Croslex. So, for me, at this point, Harbor Beach ahead of Millington. But those two teams are going to play each other twice this year, and that'll solve everything for us. So you have Bad Axe at number 3. They received 1 first-place vote. I could see the argument there for a first-place vote. I mean, they're coming off a win against Millington.
Yeah.
They do have 3 losses on the season.
Yeah.
I had them at 3rd. Just because, hey, that's a signature win against Millington.
Yeah.
Now, you have to give credit to Millington because you suffer a tough loss to Bad Axe. What do? You come back and you take out your frustration on Reese. I think they scored 84 against Reese. So Millington is still a very, 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 very good team. They'll be just fine. In 4th place, we have a tie between Croslex and Kingston. Mm. I can see an argument for both of those teams there at 4. Now, this poll was conducted before Kingston's loss to Richmond last night.
Yep.
So that'll probably affect things in next week's poll. But, I mean, that's a Kingston team going up and playing a bigger school, a BWAC team. So you can't really, you know, take too much away from Kingston there either. So at number 6, you have North Branch. They've been playing pretty well recently up until a tough loss to Armada. And then you have Lakers, Ubley, Reese, and Cass City. We had four teams receiving votes. USA, Caro, Deckerville, and North Huron. So, I mean, not a bad looking poll. Things are getting, I don't know if they're getting clear or if we're just covering more games and we can pretend like we know more stuff. But, I mean, really, you look at the top five, I think it's yeah. I could see an argument for Millington as number one, obviously. Yeah. I mean, Harbor Beach, obviously, they've earned the right to be number one. And then Bad Axe, Croslex, Kingston, North Branch, I mean, however you want to rank those teams, I think it kind of fell correctly this week.
But
so.
There was a lot of teams beating each other that week.
Yes.
I mean, one team won big, the other team beat each other. The next game, they won big.
That's where it gets tough, especially in the formerly Greater Thumb West Conference, the Wild Wild West.
The shocking one was Bad Axe over Millington.
Well,
right?
Bad Axe over Millington. Yeah. Cass City had two nice wins last week after they had kind of a slow start to the
season.
Some
of them are pretty low scoring, too.
Right. Yeah, and then you look at Ubley. I'm not sure what to make of Ubley yet because they have some very nice wins, and then they have some losses that, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Reese. You know, Reese is ranked. They have some nice wins. I believe Reese beat Bad Axe, correct? I think Reese beat Bad Axe, but lost to Millington. Bad Axe beats Millington.
Right. That's why they had such a big jump.
Right.
They're probably the team that had the biggest jump, I believe.
Bad Axe.
Definitely.
And they earned it.
Yeah, they
earned
did.
It. I mean, you look at their losses. I mean, those aren't bad losses either.
Yeah. With Race, they lost to Lakers in Millington last week. So.
Okay.
And
but they did beat Bad Axe.
They did beat Bad Axe 56-50.
So what do you do? Where do you rank Race?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And shame on me, but they kind of got left out because of those two losses during the week. Because I go by the week.
I do, too.
This week I called them.
What have you done for me lately?
I called them my high school, the Sandlick Broadcasting bipolar poll.
Okay.
Because it was bipolar week for high school boys basketball. I had Harbor Beach at number one for my vote.
Yeah.
I had Bad Axe at number two. I had Millington at number three.
Okay.
Because the Bad Axe went.
Right.
I mean, I'm rewarding Bad Axe for beating Millington that week.
Yep.
Kingston at number four. One loss at the time.
Right.
Then I had Croswell Lexington, even though I think Croswell Lexington would probably take on Kingston and beat him. North Branch at number six because they're in our TSA voting area. Mm-hmm. Then I had Lakers, which is a curious bipolar team.
Yeah, not
and
sure
I mean
what
that on the court, not with them personally.
Right, right.
And then Cass City's right there at number eight. Mm-hmm. Ubley ahead at number nine, and Carroll at number 10.
Yeah.
So, and Reese was right there, though.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have a good week, you know?
Yeah.
Two losses in a week. And that's what I'm looking at.
Well, and we do have Croslex and Bad Axe will be playing each other, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, kudos to Coach Campbell. He doesn't have to take these games. The teams that he needs to play is the teams he may see down the road anyways. And he scheduled the Harbor Beach game. He scheduled Sandusky early in the season for himself. And now, like you said,
Frank
Bad Axe. Yeah.
Not a TSA team, but, you know.
No. But, you know, to have a couple Big Thumb conference teams playing it. You know, that just makes those Big Thumb conference teams tougher. So I like that schedule there.
Yeah.
Allowing that.
Yeah.
But with that, that's boys basketball.
And, yeah.
All right, that's the high school boys basketball polls from the Thumb Sports Writers Association. I hope I didn't confuse you or Mike didn't confuse you too much. We're going to take a break for our 7 o'clock news. And coming back after that, we'll dive into the high school girls basketball polls of the week from the Thumb Sports Writers Association here on WMIC's 95.3 FM. It is Thumb Sports Line on this Tuesday nights. We're streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back after our news and weather report.
Crossex Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell, is a great place to bring your large and extra-large comforter to spruce them up this winter. We have large and extra-large capacity washers and super-large dryers to get comforters, quilts, or blankets fresh and clean for a better night's sleep. Don't want to do it yourself? Then drop it off in the morning and we will have it ready for pickup late afternoon. Cost is between $15 and $20 depending on size. You can also access our drop-off laundry service for all your laundry needs. We even do ironing and steaming for dresses, suits, and more. Eric, Bonnie, and the crew hope to see you soon at Crossex Laundry and Tanning, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 5.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb.
Welcome back to WMIC 95.3 FM. It is Thumb Sports Line, and we'll finally talk basketball. After that polls talk there, it's a long segment. Let's get into the Big Thumb Conference anyways. That's what I started off with and talked about the Harbor Beach Pirates boys basketball team. They're in the Black Division, doing very well right now.
Very good.
Undefeated at this point. And their game over against their rival against Ubley last week, and also against Sandusky last week for Harbor Beach was the win over Ubley, 54-39. Ubley lost to Sandusky, by the way. Sandusky got a win. Ubley beat Sandusky. What happened.
Sandusky did get a win last week, but it wasn't against Ubley.
But with Harbor Beach, they are 5-0, 11-1 overall. Don't let me confuse you, because I just did right there. Their only loss was to Yale. Right now, they're on a five-game win streak, and last week they had a win over Ubley, K-Pac, and then last night against Deckerville, 76-31.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I had not heard that final yet.
That was a home game for Harbor Beach.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But the win over Ubley, 54-39. The win over K-Pac, 67-34. They did have the win over Sandusky back on January 10th, 60-42. And before that, Brown City League win, 70-37. And looking at those points right there, other than the Ubley game where Ubley got held them to 54 points, Harbor Beach still playing really strong right now.
Yeah.
They have they really don't have a game this week, I don't think. There might be some missing here. I had to recheck their schedule, but I looked all over because, according to the MHSA website, the Deckerville game is the only game they have this week. Okay. Next week, they'll be at Marlette. They're on the road, and they'll be at Brown City in the second meetings, and then they'll have Sandusky in a couple weeks. Okay. But next week, Marlette for Harbor Beach and on the road at Brown City. So, Ubley 3-1, 6-5. Brown City 2-2, 6-6 overall. Sandusky 2-2. Marlette 2-3. Memphis 1-3, 1-4. Other than Ubley, is there any other team they think maybe try to sneak in a win over Harbor Beach, or is Harbor Beach just playing so strong behind Benson Harper and his supporting roles there?
At the beginning of the season, I would have told you I think Brown City has a good chance against them, Sandusky maybe, Marlette, but the first time around Harbor Beach played those teams, and Harbor Beach hasn't really had a close conference game this year. Even the Ubley game, that was a double digit win. The second time around it's going to be a little bit tougher, but I don't know. I think they might just be in a different level this year. And I mean, they kind of were last year as well. I don't think anybody really played them. I mean, other than Marlette beating them the one time last year, I don't really think they had too many close games. But I don't know. I think Brown City, Sandusky, and Marlette are all good basketball teams. I just don't know that they're quite at the level of Harbor Beach, which there's no shame in that. I mean, you can still be a very good basketball team and not be as good as Harbor Beach. Now, we're going to find out a lot this week about, you know, who's going to be right behind, who's going to be right behind Harbor Beach, because Marlette, Sandusky, Brown City, and Ubley, they're all playing each other this week.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out a lot. And, you know, really, if anybody wants to catch Harbor Beach, if anybody wants to catch Harbor Beach, they have to survive this week.
Yeah.
Because you look at Ubley, they have one loss already.
Yep.
Sandusky, two losses. Brown City, two losses. Marlette, three losses, you said? Or they have two losses?
Who's that?
Marlette.
Marlette and league play.
They lost to Harbor Beach.
They have three losses. Okay. They're 2-3 right now.
So if you're any of those four teams, you have to survive this week.
Yeah.
If you even want to be in the conversation of trying to keep up with Harbor Beach, which that is not going to be easy, because you look at, okay, Brown City has to play Ubley
tomorrow.
And Sandusky.
Yep. So, yeah, Brown City playing Ubley tomorrow at Ubley.
Mm-hmm.
And then against Sandusky, that's our game of the week. Brown City hosting Sandusky on Friday night on our game of the week for boys basketball.
And then you look at Sandusky. They have to play Marlette tomorrow night. They get to play that, you know, in Sandusky. But, you know, that's a big rivalry game.
Yep.
And then you're playing Brown City on Friday.
Yeah, you need to win out. So.
And if you're Ubley, I mean, you have a tough game. You have a Brown City game, and then I believe Marlette right after that. So, you know, it's I think if anybody is going to say, hey, we think that we can, you know, get a share of this title from Harbor Beach, or we should be in this conversation, you have to go out and prove it this week. You have to go out and win all your games this week, which is not going to be easy.
And for Brown City, for them to stay in that conversation, they got to be Ubley tomorrow on the road.
At Ubley, that's tough.
And then come home on Friday night to beat Sandusky, which Sandusky plays pretty tough in some quarters, you know.
Yep, they've been playing.
But just not consistent, right?
All three of these teams have been playing good basketball all season.
I think what they have is a bad quarter.
Right.
And, you know.
Or a bad game.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Brown City, you lose to Memphis. That's a tough loss. You look at Sandusky, and, you know, Ubley is a very good team. So, you know, going up to Ubley last week and losing, that's whatever. You know, that's okay.
So,
I mean, I think all three of these teams are good basketball teams. And I keep saying three, but I mean, obviously Ubley is a good basketball team as well.
Yeah. They got one league loss, and that was to Harbor Beach.
Right.
So, but, you know, like I said, they have a very hungry Brown City team tomorrow. Brown City playing Sandusky on Friday, our game of the week. And then next week, Brown City, they got KPEC at home, and then their rematch against Harbor Beach is on the 31st next week.
That one's in Brown City?
That one is in Brown City. They lost in the first meeting on January 8th at Harbor Beach, 70-37.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how they do in that game. Sandusky themselves, Marlette and Brown City this week. Next week, Memphis and Kingston. Then they'll have their game at Harbor Beach on February 5th.
Now, if you're Harbor Beach this week, you said they don't have any other they played Deckerville last night, and they don't have any other games this week?
According to this MHSAA schedule.
So if you're Harbor Beach, you can pretty much just sit back and watch all these other teams.
Go scout.
Well, you're going to scout and practice and, you know, get better and stuff. But in terms of the conference standings, you can just sit back and watch, you know.
Yeah.
It does just chaos behind you in the standings.
They may want to, you know, scout Millington, because they'll have Millington on February 10th.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
February 10th. They've, they play Millington twice, actually.
They do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So, for Ubley, Brown City, Marlette, and then next week, this week, they got three games. They got Brown City, and then at Marlette on Friday night, and then Lake Leelanau, St. Mary on Saturday.
Interesting.
Ubley and boys are playing, you know, hosting that game. So,
okay.
And then next week at Kingston and then Memphis.
I wonder what the connection is there.
I know. I've seen it in the past.
Okay.
I've seen it in the past where they played each other.
Yeah.
Ubley has, so yeah.
Okay.
That's that schedule there. Now, over in that's the Big Thumb Black Division, Harbor Beach right now leading by one game. But I'm sure they're hoping that Brown City can maybe, you know, give them a little cushion against Ubley tomorrow.
Right.
So, Looking over into the Big Thumb White Division Conference, Millington's right now tied with Bad Axe after Bad Axe beat Millington. Wow, they're right there in conference standings. Big Thumb White Division, Millington, one loss in overall at 9-1, but suffered their first league loss, and that was to Bad Axe. Both teams are 4-1 in conference play. Bad Axe is 9-3 overall. Lakers 3-2. Cass City 3-2. Reese is 2-3. USA 2-3. Carroll 2-3. I would say, well, right now you already know that Bad Axe, depending on what happened to Millington, did they lose a player or something? Or
I don't think so.
Just play a good game, huh?
Yeah,
I know Bad Axe has a pretty good player in that team. So, but what a significant win for Bad Axe. Well, that will boost your confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
But, I mean, it's a very tough division. Like we said earlier, you know, Bad Axe, they beat Millington, but they lost to Reese. You know, we know that Carroll's good. We know Cass City's good. Cass City had a great week last week. So, and obviously Lakers. I mean, Lakers nearly knocked off Millington as well. And Bad Axe barely beat Lakers. So when we look at the Black Division, it's like, okay, we know Harbor Beach is good, and then everybody else is kind of trying to figure out who's behind them. This, you know, the White Division, I mean, obviously Millington and Bad Axe very good, but I'm not willing to count out anybody yet, you know?
It's astounding for Bad Axe. This is why I kind of moved them up. They did have a loss, but they played three games in 1 week.
Okay.
They lost to International Academy of Flint 50-31. They came back.
Former NCTL member, Flint International Academy.
And district champions, too, from the past.
Yes, yeah.
I think they beat Kingston. At Dacreville, too. I covered that game. Just going back. I don't know how I remember that. Because that was a good Flint International team that year.
They were fun to watch,
But then they bounce back and get the huge win over Millington. So I think that International Academy of Flint probably prepared them for that game.
It probably did help,
60-54 was the win on Wednesday. And then on Friday, 2 days later, they are on the road at Lakers. They only they win 47-45, a close game. But that's still a huge win.
Right.
Coming off the Millington, you're off that high. And then this week.
So who was the third loss for Bad Axe? It was Flint. It was
their third
Reese.
Loss? Okay. They lost to Ubley, curiously.
See, that's the one that's throwing me off, because
57-62.
Ubley is what, 6-5, but they have a nice win against Bad Axe.
That's why I had a hard time. Like, do I reward? I mean, that was early in the season, though.
Right, it was.
So
it was.
And then their other loss came just a couple weeks ago at Reese for Bad Axe, 56-50.
Right.
So. But they've been hanging in games, and, you know, they're hanging on. And they're obviously, I mean, holding Lakers to 45 points was good. This week, they're at Vassar, and they're also on the road at USA.
Okay.
Tomorrow at Vassar, and then tomorrow at USA. If they can stay consistent, they're going to stay right there in my top three, four.
Right.
So, and they're at Croswell next week, and then get back to league play against Carroll and Cass City. So they got another full schedule couple weeks here and this week. So next week especially. So, they have Croswell, Carroll, and Cass City next week. Busy schedule for Bad Axe. Lakers 3-2 in second place. This week they have USA on the road tomorrow, and they are hosting Vassar. And then they have Hemlock and Cass City in the final week of January. Cass City, curious team at 3-2. I mean, they won over Carroll, but it was 28-25.
That is kind of a weird final score.
They got
who did they have earlier in the week? Did they
Vassar 52-37 win?
So they were 2-0 last week.
Yep. They lost to Bad Axe. They lost to Lakers earlier too in December, mid-December. This week, tomorrow. They're hosting Millington, and they're facing Reese this week. Next week, Lakers again, and they'll be at Bad Axe next week. So, and then Reese, they're hanging around, you know, three losses. Reese is at Carroll and against Cass City this week as well. USA. This week, they are at Lakers hosting. And they're at Bad Axe. USA is always a scary team. So, and then, So. You know, I think something crazy might happen this week. Because like the Big Thumb Black Division, this is the hodgepodge of something's going to happen. Right. You know, that will affect the standings.
Absolutely.
So that's a Big Thumb Conference white and black division for boys basketball. We'll talk girls when we come back from our break.
Sounds good.
All right. Big Thumb Conference white and black divisions in girls basketball. I'll be right back after this quick break here on WMIC 95.3 FM. It is Thumb Sports Line. We're streaming online at SandLakeBroadcasting.com.
Denny King, the King of Cars, here with more Motors of Carroll. If you're looking to get a no-nonsense deal on a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, or Jeep, you need to come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and More Motor Sales in Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Here at More Motors of Carroll, we give fair trade-in value and transparent pricing.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Whether you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, I'm proud to offer the best deal possible for every customer who comes through our doors. No games, no gimmicks, just the facts and the real deal. Here at More Motor Sales in Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Don't waste your time showing up to other dealers who offer unrealistic deals and false promises. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motor Sales of Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars. I earned my title by taking care of every one of my customers here at More Motors and for the last 30 years. So come see me, Denny King, and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Michigan. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back to WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. We talked about the Big Thumb Conference in black and white divisions. Now we talk about girls basketball. We're bouncing back and forth with this, staying in the same divisions of this aspect. Now, let's talk about the black division. Right now, the Sandusky Wolf girls basketball team, varsity team, still in first place, still undefeated as well. They were voted number one in the Mike Gallagher poll. It's a good point. It's still good. Their game against Marlette was canceled tonight, and their game against Bad Axe was canceled last week. Mm-hmm. They'll have Brown City this Thursday. That will be our game of the week. Very interesting game there with Sandusky at Brown City.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Are you going to that game?
I'll be at that one, yeah.
Jeremy Burgess will be joining me, too. If you get there, I'll join us as well. I know, but you'll be busy because you want to get these great shots here. Sandusky 3-0 in league play, 10-0 overall. Brown City 2-1. Their lone league loss was to Harbor Beach, who is 2-1 right now, but 5-4 overall. Brown City 8-2 overall. Sandusky still on a winning streak. Last week, had a good win over Flint Southwestern and against a league opponent, 43-21 over the Ubley Bearcat girls.
Yeah, and we talked about this with Sandusky last week. With you, you covered the Harbor Beach Sandusky game where Sandusky got out to a big lead in the first quarter. And, Harbor Beach played well the rest of the game. You know, once you're down like that, it's it's pretty hard to come back against a team like Sandusky. Yeah. And that's what we saw last week. They beat Flint Southwestern 61-17. It was 20-5 after the first quarter. If you're down by 15 against Sandusky, that's going to be a tall task coming back. You look at the game against Ubley. Sandusky was up 8-0 after the first quarter, and then they go on a 12-6 run in the second quarter. So the key for Brown City, I mean, there's a lot of different things. You know, if you want to take down Sandusky, there's a lot of different things that you're going to have to do. But priority number one is do not get in a hole in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Because I think that Brown City is a team that can go back and forth with Sandusky. I think they have the offensive firepower this season to, you know, trade baskets with Sandusky. But if Sandusky goes on a run, how is Brown City going to react to that? Because even looking at, like, say, the Sandusky-Peck game, Peck was playing with Sandusky through the first quarter. But then you open up the second quarter, Sandusky knocks down a couple of three-pointers, and then, you know, it's a double-digit game, and it's hard to come back against Sandusky when you're down by double digits. But, you know, looking at last week's game, Flint Southwestern, you know, being a 61-17 loss for Flint Southwestern, you know, Al's going to get every single girl in, and all 12 girls played. You know, Riley Moore, the sophomore, leading the way with 13 points and 7 rebounds. That's awesome for her, because that's a player that they're going to need more of as the season goes along. So that's a great confidence boost for her. But then you look at Caroline Reinke, 8 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Grace Gibord, 10 points. Maggie Kineth, 7 points. Really just a lot of contributors in that one. And then the Ubley game, that was a game in Ubley. Ubley, I believe, was 1-0 in the conference at least. But, you know, you get out to a big lead in the first half. Caroline Reinke, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 8 steals, 5 assists. She almost finishes with a triple-double. Grace Gibord, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 7 steals, 3 assists. So, what about Brown City, Eddie? Well,
they have, let's say, this is the key about Sandusky.
Okay.
They don't have a player, and I think this is, I think, done on purpose.
Okay.
Or they don't have a player that has shot, I don't believe, I have to look back, but over 20 points consistently in every game.
No.
What they
no.
do is they handle the ball very well. They control the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking crazy, I would say, I hate to say it, stupid shots. Mm-hmm. That's why you see their games.
They're taking high percentage shots.
And every player seems to be single digits, but high single digits. But the numbers behind it, which whoever's doing the stat game is fantastic. The rebounding, that means keeping the ball away from their opponent.
Right.
And frustrating the other teams in the paint like they did against Harbor Beach.
Right. Well, and when if you're an opposing coach, say that you are an opposing coach and you're game planning for Sandusky, you cannot key in on one player.
No.
You can say, okay, I want to take away Grace Gibord.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you have Caroline Reinke, Maggie Kyeth.
Yep.
You know, you can't just key in on one player. And
or Lily Betts.
Or Lily Betts or Riley Moore, who had 13 points and 7 rebounds.
Yeah.
So it's a complete team effort for Sandusky, where it, you know, for Brown City, it's fairly obvious. Yes. Now, if you game plan to take Harley Leisure out of the equation, that is much easier said than done.
Right. Yeah.
She is a player. She's averaging 18 points per game. I don't know if Sandusky has had a player score 18 points all season.
Yeah.
I do think that Brown City has some other players that have been coming along.
Yeah.
Olivia Parr had a great game last week against
Marlette. She had 11 points against Marlette. And,
perfect.
Leisher had 25 points.
Leisher, 25 points, 14 rebounds. So it's going to be interesting, Eddie. It's two different different styles, I would say. But with Brown City, I mean, they've seen immense success running their offense through Harley Leisure, and that's because she's very good. Even in the games that they've lost, she's had pretty good games. She had 25 points in the loss to Carroll. So it'll be interesting to see what the game plan is for both teams. I think playing in Brown City is going to be an advantage for the Green Devils, obviously. And then, you know, Cindy Burton, she's come up with some good game plans for Sandusky in the past. I don't know. It should be a good game. I think, you know, obviously Brown City losing to Harbor Beach, that one's tough. But that one was in Harbor Beach. Sandusky got to play Harbor Beach at home. I don't know. I think it's a really big matchup. And I think Brown City has a great shot. Another thing that we talk about, and we talk about this with teams like Sandusky girls, Kingston girls, you have to go into the game with the mindset that you can beat these teams, because mm-hmm. a lot of the times teams go in and, you know, it's okay, these are it's David versus Goliath, it's, you know, the big bad wolf, it's a you know, half the battle is going out there and getting on the court and thinking that you can beat these teams. So we're going to see that with Deckerville against Kingston, Brown City against Sandusky, because I think both of those teams have the ability to knock off these teams. But we're hopefully going to find out this week with Kingston and Deckerville. I don't know when that one will be rescheduled to, but yeah. I think Brown City-Sandusky is going to be a great matchup. Sandusky hasn't really had a close game this year. I don't, you know, hopefully it'll be a close one on Thursday, and we'll see how Sandusky responds to that.
All right, so for Brown City, their game against Ubley tonight was postponed due to cold weather, I guess. And then they're hosting Sandusky. That's their game of the week on WBGV 92.5 Thursday night, 7 p.m. pregame coverage. Next week, they'll have Kingston on their schedule.
Okay.
And they'll have Harbor Beach. Their rematch against Harbor Beach, where they lost, they only scored 17 points to 37.
That's quite the stretch for Brown City there. That's, yeah.
Yeah. And for Ubley, this week, again, their game against Brown City canceled tonight. They'll have Marlette on Thursday night. And then playing Saturday, Lake Leelanau, St. Mary, hosting them. Next week, they'll have Peck in Deckerville. So NCTL games, and also have Memphis league schedule there. Harbor Beach, they'll have Deckerville Thursday.
That's a nice game for Deckerville to take.
And then they'll also have Marlette next week and at Brown City, the key rematch there.
Okay.
And then their rematch against Sandusky February 4th. Maybe covering that one at Harbor Beach, another Sandusky game, but it's against Harbor Beach. Or we could probably get the Thumb Tailgater guys on it, on that game. So that's where everybody seems to be kind of – this is where it's kind of closing in, you know. And I'm sure Brown City or Harbor Beach would love each other to beat Sandusky to help them get back in the conference standings.
Yep.
Sandusky 3-0 right now. Brown City 2-1, and they have a prime opportunity this Thursday to stay in that hunt.
Absolutely.
All right, moving over to the Big Thumb White Division and girls basketball as well. Sitting on top right now is the Cass City Red Hawk girls. They've been playing really well. Their only lone loss was to Kingston, 53-46, back on December 19th. Since then, four straight wins over Bad Axe, Unionville, Sebring, Vassar, and last week over Carroll, 61-24. That was a huge win. I thought it would be a little bit closer than that one. That one, Cass City Red Hawk girls just flew away from that one. This week, I think they're still playing the Millington game tonight.
Okay.
And they'll an important league game here at Reese on Thursday. Next week, Lakers and Bad Axe.
Okay.
That Bad Axe game, Bad Axe and USA are 3-2. In fact, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 teams at 3-2 in league play. But nice for Cass City to have that two-game cushion.
Absolutely.
Even if they lose a game in the next 2 weeks, at least, you know, they had that first place hold. They're 8-1 overall. Obviously, they've proven they're the best team right now in the White Division thus far.
Well, and it sounds like because JB did the Carroll Cass City game last week, and it sounds like the game plan for Carroll was to try and take away Shelby Ignash, which I don't know what she ended up finishing with, but right off the bat, Lexi Champagne, 15 points in the first quarter, finishes with 28. So it's obviously, you know, Cass City has the best player in the conference and Shelby Ignash, but you can't just focus on her because, you know, Cass City has some other players as well. So that was an encouraging performance to see from Lexi Champagne. And, yeah, I mean, much like the boys, it's you know, past the top team there, it's really hard to decide, you know, who's going to emerge.
Yeah, and Cass City is just kind of letting the other teams who have two losses kind of pick each other off because they're all playing against each other this week.
Yep.
It's USA taking on Lakers tonight if they play it. I'm not sure if they cancel that one or not. Bad Axe is at USA Girls also on Thursday. Next week, USA has Reese and Millington. They won't meet Cass City till February 4th. So Cass City is like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Eat each other, you know?
Yep.
And for Bad Axe Girls, 6-3 overall, not bad schedule. Their losses are to Kingston, Carroll, and Cass City, and they have wins over Reese, Millington, and Lakers last week. They were supposed to play Bad Axe. That was canceled and postponed, possibly.
Okay.
They were they're to be at Vassar tonight if it game's played, but they have USA this week as well. Next week, Carroll and Cass City in a rematch. So, again, having that two-game lead at 5-0 in conference play for Cass City, and then, like I said, watching the young eat each other for dominance for the top spot is a nice spot to be in for Cass City.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, that's a big thumb. White Division and girls basketball. NCTL talk when we come back after a break here on Thumb Sportsline on WMIC.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
Cross-X Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell, is a great place to bring your large and extra-large comforter to spruce them up this winter. We have large and extra-large capacity washers and super-large dryers to get comforters, quilts, or blankets fresh and clean for a better night's sleep. Don't want to do it yourself? Then drop it off in the morning and we will have it ready for pickup late afternoon. Cost is between $15 and $20 depending on size. You can also access our drop-off laundry service for all your laundry needs. We even do ironing and steaming for dresses, suits, and more. Eric, Bonnie and the crew hope to see you soon at Cross-X Laundry and Tanning, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 5.
We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri-County Equipment has the 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $1599. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills.
Tri-County Equipment.
Welcome back on WMIC 95.3 FM Thumb Sports Line on a Tuesday. This is just our second show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we waited until January at least, yeah.
We probably confused everybody with all these just talk of records and wins and losses already. Mm-hmm. I think they were probably lost in this in the first hour. So
probably, yeah.
NCTL talk now with the boys basketball team. We'll start with that. It seems like... even though Kingston lost to Richmond last night, they're pretty much right now hanging on to that stronghold of the NCTL.
Yeah.
I mean, formerly known as NCTL. Big Thumb Conference.
I was going to keep doing it.
I know. Well, you let me do it again last break. I said NCTL, but it's Big Thumb Conference.
Yeah, that's all right. I think when we talked about the Big Thumb Conference Black Division for boys basketball, how all these teams are playing each other this week, and you know that's really going to decide things. Last week, we talked about how there was a lot of big games coming up in the Big Thumb Conference Blue Division, and Kingston came out unscathed, and you know Deckerville. It was a big week for Deckerville because they started the week with North Huron, and then they had All Saints and Dryden. They start off the week with a nice win against North Huron. That was a non-conference game, so you're at 2-0. If you want to keep up with Kingston, you got to win your next two. Now the All Saints game, they were playing without Hunter Garza. I'm drawing a blank on the All Saints kid's name, but he's been doing really good this year. He's the big scorer. He had the 50-plus game against Mayville earlier this year. He had 31 against Deckerville, and All Saints comes away with the win there. Okay, so if you're Kingston, okay, Deckerville's got one loss now. Then Deckerville has to play Dryden, and Dryden comes away with a win Friday night. So, you know, that puts Deckerville at two losses. Kingston, meanwhile, beats Dryden and beats Peck. Peck's at three losses now. Mm-hmm. Dryden is at two losses, or is Dryden just one loss?
For Dryden?
Yeah.
They are currently, oh, where did it go? I was looking for the Bay City All Saints stuff.
You were looking for the NCTL standings, and there's nothing there.
I was looking for the Bay City kid. Right now, it's 5-0 overall for Kingston.
Yep.
North Huron at 3-0.
See, that's not right.
Right. You're right about that. 3-1 for Dryden.
Okay.
That may not be right, too, but okay.
Yeah.
And Deckerville 2-2, All Saints 3-3.
So if you're Deckerville, it was a tough week because you were hoping, okay, pick up two more conference wins, and then you get to play Kingston with first place on the line. Unfortunately, that didn't play out. Dryden had the opportunity to beat Kingston head-to-head and take first place. That didn't work out for Dryden. And then Peck, you know, that was a tough loss against Kingston. But, you know, if you're the Cardinals, you know, you're all alone in first place now. And now some other teams are going to need some help. Dryden will get a rematch with Kingston. But if you're the Cardinals, you got to feel pretty good about where you're sitting right now.
Yeah, tough losses for Deckerville. Three straight losses.
Yeah.
To All Saints, you know, last week, and then Dryden, and then Harbor Beach last night.
Right. So the week starts with a game at North Huron on a Monday night. And that game was tied, 18-18 at halftime. And the final, what was that final, Eddie? It was 71 to...
Which one?
For Deckerville, North Huron.
71-49.
Okay, and that was an 18-18 game at halftime. So you see the offense come alive in the second half for Deckerville. But then you have to go on the road again to All Saints, and you're without Hunter Garza, which, you know, obviously he's one of your better scorers, one of your leaders, one of your better defenders. So that one's a tough loss. Dryden's a good team. So, I mean, there's really no shame in any of the losses, but it, you know, you would have felt a lot better if you could have came away with a win in at least one of them, you know.
Especially when you're hosting Kingston tomorrow night.
Right.
For a major league game.
So, I mean,
it,
you know, if you're Deckerville, you know, beat Kingston tomorrow night, and then who knows from there. But, yeah, it was a pretty disappointing week for Deckerville. Tough week for Peck. Not a bad week for All Saints.
No.
I mean, they get, you know.
I mean, they got the big win over Deckerville. Yep. So, and All Saints, by the way, the Deckerville will face them next week. They'll have KPEC next week and then hosting Bay City All Saints on the 29th of January. So Deckerville's going to get another crack at Bay City All Saints. Mm-hmm. That was a 63-52 loss. It got away from Deckerville there. I think that was a winnable game for Deckerville.
Yeah,
too, but,
yeah.
Yeah. For Kingston this week, they do have Deckerville. They're coming off a loss to Richmond last night. That's a bigger school. Class B size. They have Ubley as well come next week and at Sandusky. So, and then Yale. So non-league games there next week for Kingston. Ubley, Sandusky, and Yale on February 6th.
You look at this Kingston team, and you know this was a team that made a run to the quarterfinals last year. Yeah. So, you know, they're gearing up for, you know, what they hope for is another deep postseason run. And that's why you pick up games like Harbor Beach and Yale and Richmond.
And they've already beaten All Saints twice.
Right.
So
right.
They got that off your map. And, of course, Deckerville is tomorrow for Kingston. They're 8-2 overall. Their only losses are to Richmond from last night and against Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian. That was a close one, 70-79 back on January 6th for Kingston. For North Huron, they are playing Peck tomorrow, hosting, and then that's the only game of the week. And then they'll have Akron Fairgrove next week, along with Saginaw Arts and Sciences.
So just real quick for Deckerville last week, a couple of performances. Logan Martin had 20 against North Huron. Ian Flanagan had 25 against All Saints. Oof. And Logan Martin, again, was leading scorer against Dryden. He had 17. That North Huron-Deckerville box score, it's an interesting box score to look at.
Okay.
Because just looking at the Deckerville side, you have the first quarter, 8 points. Second quarter, 10 points. Third quarter, 23 points. Fourth quarter, 30 points, and you have 8 different players scored in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So if you're Deckerville,
if you can
capture that and put it on the court for four quarters, I mean, nobody's going to beat you.
Especially if you can do it against Kingston, that'd be great.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, there's still, a lot of talent there at Deckerville. They're not out of it. A win against Kingston would definitely help things, but they're not out of it.
Dryden has Mayville tomorrow night and Second Arts and Sciences on the 24th. Next week, Armada and then Bay City All Saints as well. And they won't have Kingston again until February 14th. That is Dryden. The first time they met up against Kingston, it was a loss, 55-46. In fact, that was last week for Dryden.
So, a quick note about Deckerville as well. There was an MHSA press release last week. Every year, the MHSA does a study about multi-sport athlete participation.
Right.
And in it's weird. They still do the classes for this study. But so, Division IV, Class D, whatever, wherever you want to consider Deckerville. They were fourth in the state for multi-sport participation. And if you look closer at the breakdown of the study, Deckerville had 27 boy athletes, and 26 of them played multiple sports. Which, you know, we were talking at that first Deckerville Peck game when we're going down the roster. We're like, hey, these are all the kids that were on the football team. And then you look to the spring, and hey, these are all the kids on the baseball team and the track team. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The girls also had pretty high participation. Marlette, Brown City, they were also on that list for multi-sport participation, which, you know, I think that's something that the MHSAA likes to promote is multi-sport participation. Obviously, it's very important at the smaller schools.
That's what basically they have to do because
right. That's
how you field a team.
Right,
so
right.
Some athletes are playing the same day.
Yes.
In one event and able to make it to the second game of a softball or baseball game.
Well, and so. yeah.
You know,
and, you know, that's a whole other,
yeah.
That's a whole other can of worms
yeah.
that I'd like to take up with the MHSAA
okay.
of the
yeah.
baseball and softball districts on the same day as the track state finals. But
all right, for Pac-Man, 3 straight losses to the top league teams in that division of the Big Thumb Conference, formerly known as NCTL, that I incorrectly said. Big Thumb Conference Blue Division. They had losses last week to Kingston, 44-23. The loss to Decker that I covered a couple of weeks ago, 43-38. And also a couple of weeks ago, the loss to Dryden, 35-18. You had to at least get one of those teams And then it come for them. This week they have North Huron on the road, and then they'll also have All Saints. Those are going to be tough games for Peck.
Yeah. I think those are two games that Peck has a pretty good chance at winning.
Or at least split.
But looking at the Kingston game, Kingston did a great job of limiting Thomas West. He had 8 points. Pretty low shooting percentage from the field. Same for Cal Hayden. Peck was 7 of 49 from the field, 14%. So pretty good defensive performance from Kingston. Austin DeRosso, 21 points. He was 8 of 13 from the field, 62%. And then Peyton Harrington had, oh, I just had it here. Where'd it go? He had 14 rebounds and 3 assists. So, it's a good Kingston team. I think there's still a lot of wins on the schedule for Peck. I still think, looking at that record is still a little misleading. I think they're better than 4-9, and I think they are going to knock off some teams as we get deeper into the season.
They got to get their two bigs. There are coaches I've talked to said, I am dying for those two guys on my team.
Right.
With their two bigs for Peck. All right, Big Thumb Conference, Red Division. Does anybody have a league win right now in that conference? I'm confused right now because this is what the NCTL still carries over the confusion in the Big Thumb Conference, Red Division.
I'll tell you who has a conference win.
Okay.
The CPS Tigers.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They beat Caseville last week by 2 points.
Okay.
Nice win for CPS. Get into the win column for the conference. North Huron, I believe, is 3-0.
So North Huron is in the red division.
North Huron is in the red division for boys basketball.
Okay.
And I believe they're either 3-0 or 2-0.
Okay.
But this CPS is at 1-1. And then Akron Fairgrove is winless. And then Caseville is also winless.
Caseville? You mean like winless overall?
No, in the conference.
In the conference. Well, the MHSA probably doesn't have the conference set up right.
So on the MHSA website, what the problem is these schools play each other 3 times.
Right.
And the first time they match up, and this goes for the girls' division as well. The first matchup does not count for conference standings.
Okay.
So, like, CPS has already played Akron Fairgrove in boys basketball, but that one did not count towards conference standings because that was the first of 3 matchups. So, basically, if you want to know the conference standings for the Big Thumb Conference Red Division, you have to figure it out yourself.
Okay. So,
you can find it in the Santa Lac County News tomorrow.
Okay.
Whether it's as accurate as it was when I put it together on Monday, who knows?
All right, so North Huron has Peck, non-conference game.
Right.
Hosting Peck on tomorrow night, but big league game against Akron Fairgrove. Next week on the 29th, they'll play Saginaw Arts and Sciences. They will meet up against Caseville and Carsonville in the first week of February 3rd and February 5th. For Caseville, they have Akron Fairgrove on Friday night. Next week, big game showdown against Carsonville, Port Sanilac, and Caseville also have Peck next week. For Carsonville, Port Sanilac, this week, they will have Akron Fairgrove tomorrow night, and then playing Kimball New Life Christian, but the big game is against Caseville on the 27th. I think that's a game to cover for boys basketball. It's very critical in the Big Thumb Red Division right there.
Yeah, and they're a good team this year. I think
Taylor's that one counts, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that has to count because they're playing again the last 2 times. Those are the ones that count. The first time they played, they didn't count.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
If you look at the schedule, and if it's the second or third time that they're playing their conference opponent, then it counts.
Yeah, it was 40-38 win over Caseville, but that game doesn't count towards the conference, I believe, right? Yes? No?
It does.
It does. The second and third one. I'm confused again. Yeah. So they're playing Caseville next week.
Yep.
On the road at Caseville and then at home on February 12th.
All right, yep.
So I am right. They are winless.
Right. And,
right. Which is very rare. Don't tell my wife that well, I was right about something.
You know. You know. Now, you know, there will be a headline in tomorrow's paper that says CPS picked up its first Big Thumb Conference division win. You know,
I
really thought I had it nailed down.
Can you stop the presses or not?
No, it's
you can do it online. You can change it online at least.
So now I'm wondering if man, the girls too. They played Case Will. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Too.
Formerly known as the NCTL Big Red Division.
I'm fighting for my life over here with these standings.
Yeah, right. You thought you had it.
I had it. Oh man,
take that bone away. All right, that wraps up boys basketball.
Formerly known
as the NCTL Big Thumb Conference Red and Blue Divisions. We'll be right back.
By the time they're crowning a conference champion, we'll have it figured out.
We'll be right back for girls basketball.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
Everybody wants personal face-to-face service these days, especially when it comes to insurance. Bill Angerbrand of Croswell Farm Bureau Insurance offers just that. Bill will make sure you get personalized service with appointments that work with your busy schedule, offering insurance for your home, auto, life, retirement, and business. When purchasing insurance, you want someone with integrity that you can trust, and that person is Bill Angerbrand. Call Bill at 810-679-9801 or stop in at 50 North Howard in Croswell.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals
to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month, or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals
to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Welcome back to WMIC 95.3 FM. A very confusing and long thumb sports line that we have done. We got really confused on the formerly known as NCTL in the Big Thumb.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to girls basketball in the Big Thumb Blue and Red Divisions, formerly known as the NCTL. Let's talk, of course, the game that was supposed to happen tonight. It didn't happen because of a cancellation. We don't know when the reschedulement will be, but it's postponed. We were hoping to watch this as we were in the studio on our video screen.
Yeah.
But the Kingston at Deckerville highly anticipated matchup has been postponed. Yeah. So Kingston will not have that game. I don't think they have a game this week. They'll have Brown City come next week.
Right.
They canceled the game against Caseville. They'll have Ubley. They'll have CPS. They'll have North Huron. That would be considered a league game, right? For girls?
Yes.
So at least they stayed in the division.
Yes.
So when that game, I'm second guessing myself. Yeah, when that game against Deckerville will be rescheduled, we don't know yet. But they will meet Deckerville on an official date of February 20th, and that would be at Kingston. But Kingston is just running all over teams, especially the score that I got last night.
Yeah.
Big win over All Saints last night.
Yeah, 56-13.
And that's a good All Saints team, Eddie. I mean, that's not, you know, they're in the red division. They're in the smaller division. But that's a good All Saints team.
Yeah, Molly Walker is pretty much a star player. But in this game, Jay Green tries to do this. He tries to spread that ball out, like what a Sandusky does.
Yep.
But they're a high-scoring team. They like to score.
Yeah.
These girls like to run up the court.
Well, and, you know, Jay is going to put in his backups, but, you know, some of his backups would be starters anywhere else. So, I mean, they're a very talented team, top to bottom.
Molly Walker, 13 points last night. Chesney Wensloff, 11 points. Lauren Krug, 9 points. Brianne Rayo, 8 for Kingston. And then against Peck, man, 62-24. Molly Walker, 24 points in that game. Piper St. George, 12 points. Chesney Wensloff, 9 points. Megan Flicky, 8 for Kingston. So, by the way, is it Aletta Jones?
Aletta.
Aletta Jones had Letty 7 Jones. For Peck.
Okay.
But that
She's a talented player.
Yeah. But Kingston, 62-24. Against Peck in that game. I mean, right now it's Kingston, but Decker will just itching.
Well,
both teams are 4-0 right now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not going to find out tonight.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen between Kingston and Deckerville. But what you have to do is you have to give Kingston credit. You know, they've been taking care of business, and you also have to give Deckerville credit. You know, they knew that this Kingston game was coming up, but they also knew that this Kingston game would not mean anything if they didn't go out and beat North Huron last week and go out and beat Dryden last week.
Yeah, and that was those were road games.
Well, so the Dryden game was a home game.
It was?
The MHSA website has that wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because I was at that game.
You were at that game. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you went all the way to Dryden?
Yeah, no.
60-33
yes.
was the win for the home game for Deckerville.
Yes.
That's a big win. Looks like they kind of back better scoring because against North Huron, it was 29-10.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the North Huron game... obviously a great defensive performance. You only give up 10 points.
Yeah.
But you know, 29 points, you're probably hoping for a little bit more offensively. If you're Deckerville, you have to be happy about the defense, but you know, hey, we're going to need to score some more points if we want to play with Kingston. So then you go out against Dryden and you score 60 points and, you know, that's exactly what they needed. So good week for Deckerville. Again, we were looking forward to the game tonight, but, we'll be there whenever it's rescheduled. Some stats for the North Huron game. Libby Tank, 20 points, 20 out of the 29 points for Deckerville. Along with her 20 points, she had 12 rebounds. Maylee Tank had 8 rebounds, 4 steals. Maya Garza, 5 assists, 4 steals. And then against Dryden, it was Maylee Tank, 22 points. Libby Tank, 21 points.
Ooh.
So it's, they looked really good against Dryden.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't there for the North Huron game, obviously. I believe that one was a road game. But they looked good against Dryden. Now Kingston did the same thing to Dryden. So,
yeah.
You know, I guess it is a little disappointing we don't get to watch that game tonight. I was getting pretty excited for it.
For Kingston's win over North Huron, they won 55-15, whereas Deckerville won 29-10.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that matchup for tonight, we don't know when it will be rescheduled. Hopefully it will not fall on a Tuesday.
Right.
And maybe in another day where we can actually go see that game, both games too, because the next game will be actually on a Thursday, I do believe, for Deckerville Kingston on February 20th.
Okay.
For Peck, they suffered a loss to Kingston last week. We mentioned it earlier, 62-24. Got the win over Mayville, 49-23. You know, they're 2-3, 5-6 overall. Not a bad record overall. Nope. I really liked, and again, I keep bringing it up. I hate to keep bringing it up, but I really liked how Peck played against Sandusky.
Yep.
If they can really just bring that back, you know, they're back
in. They're going to end up with a pretty nice record. They're going to beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
You know, they've already lost to Deckerville. They've already lost to Kingston.
And they lost to Dryden.
So, essentially, you're out of the conference race. But, you know, they're still going to have a pretty solid season.
So, right now, it's just between Deckerville and Kingston for the Big Thumb Conference Blue Division because they both have a two-game lead. Dryden's 2-2 overall. 3 losses for Peck. North Huron, 3 losses.
Yeah.
So, and Mayville, 0-5. So, North Huron 7-4 overall in that aspect. For Deckerville this week, they have Harbor Beach on the 23rd, Thursday, and that's a home game. And then they're heading to Carsonville, Port Sanilac. Let's talk about Carsonville, Port Sanilac girls. Mm-hmm. That division there, is there a confusion in that division too?
Well, now I'm...
or are they just screw things up in your paper?
In the paper, it said that CPS picked up a nice... Big Thumb Red Conference win.
Okay.
But I don't know now. Was that their first match? I mean, how many times are they playing Caseville?
I have only once, and that was a 44-8 win last week.
Yes. Okay. How many more times are they on the schedule?
Caseville?
Yeah.
Well, for Carsonville, Port Sanilac, they have Caseville on the 13th, and I think that's it.
See, that's where I got tripped up.
Okay.
So for the CPS girls,
yeah,
it was a conference win.
Okay.
For the CPS boys, it was not.
All right.
So congratulations to the CPS girls on your Big Thumb Conference Red Division win over Caseville last week, 44-8.
Are you sure?
I'm as sure as I'm going to be.
Well, on the 16th last week, they did lose to Memphis 25-33.
It's not a bad loss.
They lost to Bay City All Saints, but it was 48-32, though, in that game. So they put up 32 points. They played them pretty tough, I think.
Well, and that was a game where they were within 1 point in the fourth quarter.
Ah, okay.
So the talent is there. The ability is there. They just got to put, four quarters together.
And I think they would have won against Akron Fairgrove tonight. But that game is canceled.
Too. And that one would have counted for conference play.
Yep. And they have Owen Gage on Thursday night, and they have Deckerville Friday night.
Okay.
And then next week, Dryden, then at Peck, then Kingston, then finally back to league play against All Saints on February 11th. So they're playing
across conference. CPS is playing.
They're playing all those
playing
teams.
Kingston.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a shout out to them, for scheduling that.
Yep.
Coach Richmond and her. Does she have co-coach still?
No. She's the head coach.
Okay. And like I said, they'll have Caseville on the 13th and All Saints on the 11th. In about 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, so if you're CPS, you got to keep winning and then hope that you can go up to All Saints and come away with a win and a shared conference title maybe. But against Caseville, 44-8 win. They were up 18-1 after the first quarter. They went on an 11-2 run in the second quarter. And then in the third quarter, went on a 10-0 run. Savannah Hart, 10 points, 8 steals. Allie Richmond, 7 steals, 4 assists, 5 points. Taylor Bobbio, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. Marley Nichols, 4 points, 7 rebounds, and a steal. It looks like there was a ton of contributions for CPS in that game. So it's a nice win.
Okay, All Saints, they are playing tonight at Owen Gage, I believe.
Okay.
So they said their games were still going on.
Okay.
They'll have North Huron this week as well.
Now, Owen Gage, despite losing to Akron Fairgrove last week, does not have a conference loss.
Okay.
So so if they beat All Saints tonight, that could be big for the Bulldogs.
Okay. I'm looking at the schedule right here. I think, I don't think they play All Saints 3 times, so no. All right. So that's it. And, Owen Gage is not bad, are they? I mean,
they're
hanging in there in some games.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the All Saints against Owen Gage, and then North Huron this week as well.
Okay.
It'll be on Thursday night. Do I need to look at North? Because North Huron is in the red division, right? Yeah.
For girls, they are in the blue division.
They are in the blue division.
And All Saints is in the red.
Okay.
In North the boys, Heron. It's the opposite.
Okay.
All Saints is playing up in the blue.
I'm so confused. Yeah.
Well.
So, okay, it's All Saints in the lead, and Owen Gage is right there.
Yep.
1-0, according to this, and Carsonville, Port Sanilac 2-1. They can get right back in this.
So, CPS, I think, is 1-1.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know why it matters so much to me, but
it
does. I think they're 1-1.
Yeah.
Because I think the MHSAA counts their first game against Akron Fairgrove
as
a conference win, which is not.
It is not. Okay. Right. Because, that was a 69-38 win. They have Akron Fairgrove. They would have had Akron Fairgrove tonight, but you're right. They have them 3 times on the 20th, so that first one doesn't count.
Okay.
All right, that's the Big Thumb Red Division, and formerly known as the NCTL, that we, I think we, in the last half hour we've confused everybody beyond.
Oh, it's the most detrimental half hour of radio that we've ever recorded.
It's probably the worst Tuesday Thumb Sports Line show we have done.
If you have any questions about the Big Thumb Conference Red Division standings, you can come to the studio tomorrow, and me and Eddie will sit down with you. We'll figure it all out together. Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of this. We'll do it. We'll figure it out. And next week, when CPS boys win again,
yeah,
when they actually win a Big Thumb Red conference game, I'll put that in the paper as well.
So. And we may even find that there's alien life on other planets at the end of this confusion too. You know, and we might have created the flex capacitor so we could go back in time and correct this situation.
Oh, I wish we could.
If you come visit us.
I wish we could go back to yesterday when I put in the paper that CPS won a Big Thumb Red division game, but
when we round it up, there's
we'll be better next week. We'll be better.
But, you know, overall, in all these conferences and all the Big Thumb Conference and the Blue Water Area Conference, there are some huge games this week that'll be critical in the standings and they'll really open up, I guess, the Pandora's box next week for us for Thumb Sports Line, where we'll do our best to not confuse you like we did this week. So, yeah. All right, our games of the week, by the way, high school girls and boys basketball, Big Thumb Black Division, and girls. Thursday night, I have the Sandusky Wolf girls, second time covering them, at Brown City Green Devils. I just felt that was a critical game to cover. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday night, Brown City boys, they have a big week this week and next week, too.
Yeah.
They need to win out pretty much, and Sandusky could be a roadblock here. Because I always say, despite the record for Sandusky, they're that dark wolf out there ready to screw things up.
They're a good team. And I think for you, so what you need the Brown City boys to beat Ubley tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You need the Sandusky boys to beat Marlette tomorrow.
Yep.
So then this Friday night game will be, you know, it'll have that much more weight on it.
So, yeah. So it'd be Brown City against Sandusky for boys basketball. Listen to WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be streaming that online for Thursday and Friday, high school girls and boys basketball. Thursday girls, it's Brown City hosting Sandusky Wolf girls, and Thursday, Brown City hosting Sandusky. So where will you be?
I'll be in Brown City on Thursday. Friday, probably the same.
Okay.
I haven't looked at the full schedule yet.
Right.
We don't know what things will be rescheduled for this week, what won't be. I think you said Sandusky Marlette's a triple header tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So Wednesdays are usually reserved for wrestling for me, but I might be able to catch the nightcap there. I would imagine the boys would be the second game, but we'll be out and about.
All right, and of course, catch it on 92.5 WBGB. Jeremy Burgess will be joining me. Of course, those games will be streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Pick up your Sand Lake County News edition with Mike Gallagher. Don't forget your Thumb Sports Writers Association's publications as well, and follow their other media games as well. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition, Very Confusing Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. The replay of this podcast will be posted hopefully by tomorrow, sometime in the afternoon. Thank you for tuning in.